Hi, it's really very special for me to be here today. Number one, I want to thank Nina for all her work in organizing this. And I really want to dedicate this she'or in two different ways. Number one, I want to dedicate it to my Talmidot, present, past, and in the future, who really are so special, unique individuals who love learning Torah, love spreading Torah, and it's really just amazing to be learning with them, teaching them and learning from them really every day. So really, I'm dedicating it to my Talmidot. In addition, I want to dedicate it in the memory of my mother's shtetl Eishishok. Today on Som Gedalia is really the day that we remember the entire shtetl. And every year we used to get together on Som Gedalia in memorial of the shtetl. Unfortunately, all of the Jews from the town were gathered together on Rosh Hashanah. All the men were killed on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and all the women were killed today on Som Gedalia. So this is the day that we have as a commemoration. And there are two big monuments in the Shtetl of Eishishok, one where the men were all shot and one where the women were all shot. And very few people go there and remember, and now the whole generation is really gone. It's only left for us to remember them and to really continue their legacy. So I want to dedicate in their memory. So to the living, loving, learning Torah women of Stern, my Talmidot, past, present, and the future, and also in memory that our learning really continues their memory and continues their legacy of Torah, of living a life of Torah. And without them, we wouldn't be here for the next generation. My shiur for today is about Nineveh and Ne'ilah. How do you journey from Nineveh to Ne'ilah? And my point really is that how do you get from Mincha on Yom Kippur, where we read about Yonah and we read about Nineveh, and how do we get to the connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Ne'ilah? And that's what I'd like to discuss right now. When we look at Yonah, we really speak about the concept of Umot HaOlam. We have so many Umot HaOlam, and we have, what is the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the other nations? And Hashem wants them to do tshuva. We care about the other nations. The other nations were created B'Tselem Elokim, and there is this connection of universality. On Rosh Hashanah, we daven for all of the nations, and we ask that Hashem remember all of the nation, even his fear should be on all the nations. Hayom harat olam, the creation of the world. All of the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. But there are obligations. To be a human being in the world, you have obligations. Yonah was told, if you look at Yonah Perek Aleph, Yonah was told to go to Nineveh, ukrai leha ki altara atam lefanai. Right? Their evil has come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yonah doesn't want to give this nevuah. He runs to Tarshish, and he tries to hide milifnei Hashem. He goes deep in a ship, deep in the belly of the vessel. He gives his money, doesn't say who he is, and he tries to hide from Hashem. Why does he want to hide from Hashem when he was given this mission to make bnei ha'olam, the nations of the world, do tshuva? Why didn't he want to go to Nineveh? What was it about this mission? So it's very interesting. If you look on source number three, we see that Radak gives several ideas. And Radak explains that, number one, Yonah was very loyal to Bnei Israel. He didn't want Bnei Israel to look bad. If Yonah goes and he gets Anshei Nineveh to do tshuva there in Assyria, then all the Nevi'im who went constantly to ask Bnei Israel to do tshuva will look terrible and Bnei Israel look bad. They're not doing tshuva, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, is asking now Nineveh to do tshuva, and they're going to do tshuva right away. So one view in Radak is that Yonah felt bad. He was Tovea Kvod HaBen. He was defending. He was an advocate for Bnei Israel. Another view is that really it's a musar for Bnei Israel, says Radak. A musar for Bnei Israel to know that, number one, when Hashem asked the Goyim to do tshuva, they did tshuva. And Hashem cares about all the other nations as well. and their tshuva is listened by Hashem. And that should be a musar for us when we are davening at Mincha on Yom Kippur, that even the tshuva of Nineveh, which later on is going to really destroy, Ashur comes and exiles the 10 tribes later, but even a nation like Nineveh is going to be heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva works. No matter who you are, where you are, everyone is created B'Tzelem Elokim. But Radak says even more. It's not just about the tshuva of the goyim, and that helps us understand. It's also the actions and the things that happen to Yonah. Yonah himself, when he runs away, he is saved. He davens to Hashem, he's thrown into the dag, and he has miracles done to him as well. And when he's in the me'ad, the guy realizes that he wants life, and he wants to be close to Hashem, and he's crying out to Hashem. So Sefer Yonah is not just, oh, we see the goyim can do tshuva, oh, Hashem cares about the goyim, but it's also the process that Yonah goes through. So we're going to look at Sefer Yonah quickly to understand both elements, Yonah's actions and also the actions of Nineveh and the people who Yonah came in contact with. Our first issue is so interesting. How could it be that Yonah thinks he can run away from Hashem? And that's also a very important message for us on Yom Kippur. Yonah, who is a Navi of Hashem, how does he think he can run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem speaks to him. He knows Hashem is everywhere. And even if we say, oh, Hashem is concentrated in Eretz Yisrael, and if he leaves Eretz Yisrael, his, you know, connection wouldn't be so extreme. But still, of course, when they find him in the ship, what does Yonah say? I fear Hashem who made Shamayim Va'aretz, which means Yonah knows that Hashem is everywhere. Sometimes when we do chataim, we think at the moment we do the chet, Hashem doesn't see us. Even someone as great as Yonah, who is a Navi, thinks that, oh, he can run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we see here, of course you can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is everywhere. So number one, we learn this message that Yonah, who thinks he can run away, cannot run away. Another message that we learn from here, we see so interestingly, is that when Yonah's hiding and there's a terrible se'ara against the ship, against the people who are in the vessel with him, we find something else very interesting. They are motivated to do tshuva. They get up, kral elokecha, ulay itasheta lokim lanu velonoved. They call on Yonah to call to his God, and they realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They realize, oh, vayiruha nashim yira gdola. Yonah, even to these group of people who are in the ship, when he tells them the story of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they understand, and they have fear, and they want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and want to avoid this catastrophe. Even when he says, throw me into the water because I am the reason that this is happening, they feel bad. Vayir'uha nashim yir'a gdola. And they cry out to Hashem, vayikru'u al Hashem. And they don't want to lose this innocent life. This idea that there are certain universal principles of morality, of ethics, even on Yom Kippur, we say these prakim. And the Rav explains that it's important for us to remember that Hashem cares about everybody in this world. And there is a certain commonality that we have with everybody around us. On the other hand, we're going to see that this is just the first building block about what is tshuva, about what is reaching HaKadosh Baruch B'Tzelem Elokim. And yet, we have a special, unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know with Abraham, he says, "Rak en yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh." There is this ethical and moral unity, right? This commonality that we share with everybody. But on Yom Kippur, we hold two different ideas in our hand. On the one hand, we are part of the entire human race, but on the other, we're going to see we are the special nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have this special relationship with Hashem. If you look at the story of Yonah, it has a lot of connections to the idea of the Mabul. In the Mabul also there's Hamas. With Sdom as well, there's also Hamas. And Hashem wants to destroy them, and Hashem destroys the world. Also there's Hamas. The rain comes down. And we also have this other destruction, and we have with Sdom, a more limited group. And right after the Mabul, Hashem says, I'm making a brit with the entire human race. And the brit that I'm making with the entire human race is that I'm never going to bring a flood again. I will never destroy all of humanity. But we find with Sdom that Hashem is going to destroy the city of Sdom because they also, right, deserve this punishment. And Avraham davens to Hashem, and he says, if I'm going to find tzaddikim, and if I find tzaddikim in the city, I will not destroy them. But Avraham davens, and he puts even less tzaddikim, but there are not enough tzaddikim in the city. What's different about Yonah and Nineveh is that Yonah goes on a mission to bring tshuva to them. With the Mabul, we have beautiful midrashim. Noach is building the teva, and everyone has to ask, what are you doing? And then learn the lesson, oh, you're going to be destroyed. There's going to be a Mabul. But we don't see Noach going out actively, proactively, in order to have the people do tshuva. With Sdom, we have Avraham davening with Hashem, but the malachim who come to save Lot. They don't give a whole speech. Sdom, you have to do tshuva, because they don't have a takana. They don't have an ability to turn themselves around. They're in so deep. But what we see with Nineveh is that Yonah is sent to give them the gift of tshuva, to announce that it's going to be destroyed, to give them a heads up openly, to give this message, and to see what is going to be their reaction. And he just says another, od 40 yom v'ninveh nefechet, also interesting, 40 days and the 40 days. But he doesn't say, because he doesn't even want to give such an extreme tshuva, he doesn't say, oh, right, do tshuva, and then the destruction is not going to come. But he is warning them, and he is giving them this message. So number one, we see that Yonah, number one, with the people on the boat, by speaking about Hashem, they come to tshuva. And it's interesting that when it says that they're going to bring korbanot and they're going to lidor nedarim, Rashi explains, oh, they had a vision. They said they're going to convert. And Radak says that they're going to give tzedakah, which means they had some plans for the future, the people on the boat. But what about the people in Nineveh? We know that Yonah was in the Me'e HaGadagah, in the fish. He has to dive into Hashem. He realizes that he wants to come back to Hashem. He wants to reach out. And he does it through tefillah and through reaching out to Hashem. And Yonah spit out. But he has to give the nevuah. He can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does Yonah do? We're on source number 7 for those who have it. Yonah comes into the city, Mahalach Yom Echad. He comes in, right, only 1 day's worth of walking, even though it's a city of 3-day walk, which means he doesn't even want to go to the center of town. He's still reluctant to give this nevuah, because number one, he saw on the ship, when he just spoke about Hashem, oh, everybody did tshuva. Here we see Yonah just walks 1 day in, into the city. And he says, od 40 yom v'ninveh nefachat. And right away, just like on the boat, v'yaminu anshei Nineveh be'elokim. The people of Nineveh believe in Hashem, and they wear sackcloth. And the older and the younger, they all want to do tshuva. So this is the first time we have, among cities in the world, this idea of tshuva on such a wide range. Because the Mabul, we don't have tshuva. Sdom, we don't have tshuva. But here in Nineveh, we have tshuva, not only on the boat, but even for Anshei Nineveh. And what do they all do? If you look at Pasuk Chet, we're in source number 9, we're in the Yonah, they all wear sackcloth because the Melech said them to wear. Vayashuvu ish midar kohara'a umina chamas asher b'chapehem. They do tshuva. And what does Hashem see? He sees their ma'asim kishavu midar kam hara'a. Vayinachem ha'alokim el hara'a asher diber lasot lahem v'lo asa. Their tshuva worked. Here we read on Yom Kippur, Mincha, we're already close to the end of the day, and we read that even the goyim, even the nations of the world, the Navi comes, tells them to do tshuva, boom, and they do tshuva. And Yonah is upset. We should think that Yonah's rejoicing. They listen to him, they do tshuva, but he's upset. And he davens to Hashem, and he says, you know, I'm upset. This is why I didn't want to come. Ki yadati ki ata kel rachum v'chanun erach apayim v'rav chesed v'nicham al hara'ah. Because I know that you are a kel rachamim. One of the biggest lessons of Sefer Yonah, and that we read in Mincha, is that Hashem is kel rachamim. Hashem wants to forgive us. He wants to forgive humanity. We are part of the entire human race. Hashem wants to forgive Bnei Adam. Hashem wants to forgive the people of the world. And Rashi explains, why is Yonah so upset? Yonah's upset, yodeani she'im yachzeru b'tshuva, lo tachrivem ve'yesh shakran b'enehem. Yonah's upset because he thinks he will look bad as a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he said it was going to be destroyed and it's not destroyed. Tshuva is this unbelievable gift that you did something bad and you don't pay up for it. If you turn back, if you undo, how could you undo an act? How could you turn back the clock? How could you rewrite your life story? But that's what tshuva is. Tshuva is rewriting your life story. And Rashi is saying, I'm going to seem like a liar, Yonah says, because I told him it's going to be destroyed and it wasn't. Instead of rejoicing that his words had such impact, he is upset. Radak is saying, Hayiti mefached sheyashuvu v'tenachem al ha'ra'ah v'tiye tshuvatam goremet ra'ah li'Yisrael. Like the idea we mentioned of Radak earlier. Why doesn't Yonah want to go, right? Based on the beautiful Midrash. He doesn't want to go because Bnei Israel are constantly told to do tshuva. They don't do tshuva. And here he goes to Nineveh and he tells them to do tshuva and they do. And later what's going to happen? They're then going to exile the 10 tribes. But just like we have the question of Yishmael, Ba'asher Husham. When he cries out to Hashem, Hashem saves Yishmael. Even though in the future we'll have many complications with Yishmael. But at that moment, he did tshuva. The unbelievable idea of tshuva. And the Malbim says something else. Ve'erachta apayim af shelo yasu tshuva karaui. Even if they don't do proper tshuva. It's not so clear, says Malbim, that Ninveh did proper tshuva. But whatever tshuva they did, whatever they did to try to undo the bad acts that they did, Hashem forgave them. Which means when you really look at the story of Nineveh, you see that tshuva is accessible. It's accessible to everyone. Even Umot HaOlam, tshuva is accessible. And even when you don't know better, the Malbim says, Ve'ein l'ha'anish otam al chesron da'atam. Hashem's answer in the end is in Yonah Perek Dalet, the last pasuk of Yonah. Va'ani lo achus al Nineveh ha'ir ha'gdola. I'm not going to have mercy for Nineveh, which is a massive city that has so many people. Hashem's modus operandi is rachamim, is tshuva, is to care about us, is to forgive us. And when we do tshuva, the avenue towards tshuva is open. Hashem wants us to do tshuva. Even all the nations of the world, when they do tshuva, Hashem is open to their crying out. And we many times will ask the question, in general, how can you forgive? If you did something bad, you have to pay up for it. How is walking back to give back what you took? To undo the act, does it really undo the act? How can you repair? Why does it repair? What is the idea of this kind of repair? And this is the secret of tshuva. The fact that this is part of the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for the world. The idea that Hashem forgives. So on Mincha, on Yom Kippur, we see that Hashem even forgives Nineveh, which is going to destroy Bnei Israel, part of them, later. Maybe they didn't even do a full tshuva. They don't totally understand what Hashem is like, because we know they don't convert. But the idea that they are willing to get their society back on track, they're willing to do tshuva, Hashem is willing to forgive. But on Yom Kippur, we're not just looking for forgiveness. It's true, Hashem forgives the world. He'll never bring a Chorban again like the Mabul. But we're not looking just for forgiveness on Yom Kippur. What we're looking on Yom Kippur is beyond that, is a kapara, a slicha, is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Bnei Israel, and now I go to a relationship with Hashem for Bnei Israel. In Mincha, boom, we see even Umot HaOlam can do tshuva, and we should learn from them. And we should get Musar from that. Here we're given a gift of the relationship with Hashem, and we don't always take advantage of that. But that's not what Yom Kippur is about, and that's not what Ne'ilah, our pinnacle of Yom Kippur, is about. As the Rav explains, Ne'ilah only works if you davened all the other tefillot, and everything works together to that moment. And what is Ne'ilah all full of? The midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, slichot, connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we look back to the language of tshuva with Bnei Yisrael, and that is a step up, and we start with Yonah, but we move beyond. If we look at Hashem and Bnei Israel, look at source number 14, Shmot Perek Lamed Bet. We see when Bnei Israel sinned with the Egel, the first time Moshe davens, he says, oh, what will the nation say? Mayom Ruha Goyim. And he says, remember the Brit that you made with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? You can't destroy Bnei Israel. So Hashem doesn't destroy Bnei Israel. But Moshe is not just looking not to be destroyed. Nineveh stopped when Hashem wasn't punishing them. But Moshe does not stop when Hashem says, okay, I won't destroy Bnei Israel. Moshe still davens. And what does he do? He asks Hashem for his midot. He says, Matzati chem beinecha ve'edacha b'shem. I know your name. We as Bnei Israel know the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We represent the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does Moshe ask? Look in Shmot Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasukei. Vayered Hashem ba'anan vayityatsevi Mosham vayikra b'shem Hashem. What we're trying to do on Yom Kippur is to call out in the name of Hashem. And what is the name of Hashem? Part of it are his midot, the Yud Gimel midot, where Hashem has chesed, nosei avon vafesha. And what are we asking for in Pasuk Tet? We're asking for forgiveness, but also unechaltanu, bring us back as your people. We're not just asking to be forgiven. Then you just go to zero. As Rav Rosenzweig always says, we're not looking to go back to the status quo, to zero, where I sinned and now I'm just going back to zero. I'm not a sinner. We're not just looking to be not sinners. We are looking to be connected with Hashem, your people, your person, you are our father, you are our parent. That's what we're looking for. We're not just going to erase the past. We want to rewrite the past to make it into something amazing that we can have a future together. And Moshe says, I'm not leaving here until you're going to take us back as your people. You're going to walk among us. And on Yom Kippur, when Moshe comes down from Har Sinai with the second set of luchot, he commands Bnei Israel to make a mishkan. Hashem is going to dwell among us. So we're not just erasing the past, neutralizing it. We want to move ahead, build something amazing for the future. We are Hashem's people. That's what we're looking for. So Yonah is inspiring to us, even the Goyim do tshuva, even the nations, they're B'Tselem Elokim. Of course, we're part of that, but we have another special relationship, this added brit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, by the Avot. We have this relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why in Yechezkel, if you look at Yechezkel, source number 18, if you look at Yechezkel, what does he say? Even a rasha can do tshuva if he does mishpat u'tzedakah. And that's what Hashem wants. To do mishpat and tzedakah, to do justice, or is it also tzedakah? To do gemilut chasadim, to go beyond. You always have a chance to do better. But even more, we see also this idea in Tehillim. Mi ha'isha chafetz chayim? Who's Yirei Hashem? Ohev yamim lirotov. Nitzor l'shon chamera usfatecha midaber mirma. Sur merav asetov. Bakesh shalom v'ratfehu. In Nineveh, as Rav Rosenzweig says, they did sur mera. They didn't do bad. They stopped all their bad acts. But that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for asay tov, being proactive, being good, trying to go after things beyond just our status quo and who we are. And that's what the Rambam says is Yom Kippur, is tshuva. Look at number 20, Rambam Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Bet Halacha Vav Tzayin. You can do tshuva every day of the year because tshuva is open to you. But in the 10 days, Baseret Yimei Tshuva, Hashem is here. Dirshu Hashem Behi Matzo. Hashem is calling out to you. All the other nations, you got a Navi who tells you to do tshuva, and you have the right to do tshuva. Everyone can do tshuva. And then God forgives them. But we, Hashem comes out and greets us and tries to get us to do tshuva. And these Aseret Yimei Tshuva is our time. We started from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, 40 days. The 40 days of the Mabul. In 40 days, Nineveh is going to be destroyed. 40 days is our, right? Is our length of time. But by the time we come to Mincha and Ne'ilah, we don't have 40 days. We're in the last moments. And what do we do in those last moments? We had the whole day, right, to do vidui, to do tshuva. And as the Rambam says so beautifully, v'hu ketz mechila uslicha le'Yisrael. Hashem carved out as a beautiful gift for us, not only Rosh Chodesh Elul, not only Aseret Yimei Tshuva, but Yom Kippur, which is a day that if we do tshuva and we cry out to Hashem, Hashem forgives us. And all of Bnei Yisrael chayavim, as the Rambam says, we have to do tshuva. That's part of our connection with Hashem. We have to do tshuva. It's not a choice to do vidui, to do tshuva. We are obligated because Hashem wants us to have that relationship with him. He wants us to come close. So it's true. We have that basic connection like all the other nations, but we have much more. We have this unbelievable connection and relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Ne'ilah, we're just throwing out those Yud Gimel Midot, which is a special relationship, a special connection that Hashem has with Am Yisrael. And if you look at number 21, Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, Gdola Tshuva, says the Rambam, Shemekarevet et Adam Lashchina. Not only is tshuva erasing your sins, it brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do tshuva, be tidbak. You're cleaving onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because tshuva mekarevet et harechokim. When we sin, we're far away from Hashem. What was Yonah trying to do? To run away. Even someone so knowledgeable and so spiritual as Yonah was trying to run away from Hashem, to be distant from Hashem. And what did he and all the people connected with him realize? You can never be distant from Hashem. Hashem knows where you are. He's with you, but you still have to come. Even though he knows where you are, you have to build that relationship and come close. And what is tshuva? Tshuva is mekarevet et harechokim. It not just neutralizes your sin and you're okay and God's there and you're here. No, it brings you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesterday, emesh haita sanua, you were hated before Hashem, despised because you're just filled with sin, black, dirty, soiled in all your clothing, right? On Tisha B'Av, we feel bad, we wear black clothing. On Yom Kippur, we wear white. The idea of Tahara. We are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is based on the beautiful Gemara. In Masechet Yuma, Pei Vav Amud Bet, there's a debate. When you do tshuva from Zdonot, from chataim that you did on purpose, then God forgives you. And they're erased. If you do chataim from shgagot, things you did by accident, then they can even be written in the merit column. They're like zchuyot. But Reish Lakish has a very fascinating idea. He says, even chataim that were bizdonot, even that you did on purpose, not only are they forgiven, neutralized, but they can go in your plus column. They can be a schut, a merit. How does that happen? If you understand your chet, that it was a way of distancing yourself from Hashem. And when you work on this chet, it brings you closer to Hashem, and you really are forming this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then doing tshuva is not just getting rid of the sin, it's transforming yourself and remaking yourself, that you are now being proactive and moving closer to Hashem, not just, oh, I'm equal to my neutral zone. I'm moving forward. So Reish Lakish says that if you do tshuva me'ava, not just because you're afraid of the punishment, like we saw Nineveh did, but you do tshuva me'ava because you want to come closer to Hashem, then your tshuva even will transform sins that you did on purpose, zidonot, into zichuyot, because you use them to transform your life. And in Vayikra, it tells us that's what Yom Kippur is all about. The psukim on Yom Kippur talk about Yom Kippur as a time of tahara, not only a time of tshuva. You did, you know, vidui, and you were forgiven for your sins. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letaher etchem mikol chatateichem lifnei Hashem titaru. This is a day of tahara. This is a day of total cleanliness, transformation, but cleanliness, spiritual cleanliness. This is a day of closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our goal. That's what we want on Ne'ilah. We're climbing up that ladder and we want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're like the Malachim so we can be closer to Hashem. We're fasting. We're davening. We're really making our life one of spirituality. Now, we only could do this once a year because Hashem wants us to integrate the physical with the spiritual. But one day a year, we have that unbelievable tahara. We know that we are trying to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Akiva says it so beautifully. Before who are we purifying ourselves, and who is purifying us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what Yom Kippur is about. Yom Kippur is like a mikvah. We are immersing ourselves in this unbelievable tahara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbeinu Yonah emphasizes this idea in Shari Tshuva as well. Mikol chatoteichem lifnei Hashem titaru. Our goal, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is tahara. So we're going up that ladder. Yes, Anshe Nineveh, we learn an amazing lesson of tshuva. But we're not stopping at tshuva. And we're not stopping at tshuva miyira. We're moving ahead with tshuva me'ava. And not just tshuva me'ava, we're going to tahara. That is our goal. We have another few days. Yom Kippur is coming. Please, let's look at it as this enormous ability to really gain this tahara. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chatoteichem lifnei Hashem titaharu. And when we say Shema Yisrael, and when we say Hashem Hu Elokim in the end of Yom Kippur, we should feel this level of tahara. We should really be journeying from Nineveh, from that understanding and experience, but all the way to tahara, all the way practically to Har Sinai, to the Yud Gimel Midot, when Moshe was davening to Hashem. And when we say those Yod Gimel Midot in Ne'ilah over and over and over again, we should really feel that we are ascending that mountain. And we are really charging the gates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to really forgive us and really bring us through this idea of tahara, and to feel this slicha and kapara, but on this heightened level of tahara, and that we feel lifnei Hashem. Gemar Chatima Tovah.